Following God sometimes means going to unexpected places. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and musician David Crowder explains what he's learned along the way.
I think the beauty of my journey is that it was all like what I'm now spending my time and energy doing was not something that I had pursued. It was an unforeseen turn in the road, and it feels like that's where we become most dependent, or our awareness of God's activity seems to be more acute when we're in difficult circumstances, or when we are at our weakest is when we lean on Him and discover the strength that He provides.
David dared to leave a comfortable situation to follow the unpredictable leading of God.
You wind up where He leads, it leads you to places you probably couldn't see yourself going. And so I've this really prayed for just enough light for the next step and trusting that if I'm following His leadership and direction, that where we wind up, even though it might not be where you had seen looking ahead, it's in a space that's grand and beautiful because it's the space that He's led you to. And sometimes that might even be the wilderness. He led His people into the wilderness. Sometimes it might not feel like this is the greatest day of my life. I can't believe I'm walking so closely to God. He might have led you into that wilderness, knowing that there's promised land on the other side, and there's process and journey and relationship transpiring. If there's the awareness in us all to be willing to be a part of the process and follow Him.
As God leads you down the unknown trail before you, He will bring you closer to Himself and to the purpose for which He has made you. You just need to trust Him. For some encouragement, go to makingyourlifecount.org.